Sometimes we think about seeing only physically. And I did online clergy ethics training, mandatory every 4 years in order to keep your credentials in the United Methodist Church. So we were going to do it in person down in Leesburg. Well, the hurricane came and they canceled it. So they decided to do it by Zoom, which is okay and was really good. But it's an 8-hour course. Do you ever do an 8-hour Zoom meeting? That's really rough on the tailbone. But the presenter was good. Her name was Ashley Geis, and she was really good. And she gave a couple little things about how to prepare things and have a 5-minute silent prayers. And she gave us some things to do. And one of the things is to prepare you is to sit there and look around. Look around, see 5 different things. Take a minute and do that. Just look. Concentrate on 5 different things. And then close your eyes. Can you remember what you saw? It's really neat. So the whole purpose of that is sometimes we don't see, that's what they used to say, to see the forest or the trees. And we as people do the same thing. So it's important that we look where we're going and why we're going. And then you have people like blind Bartimaeus that we're going to look at in our scripture today. And God has given us a special way of doing things. Now, I don't know what it's like to lose your sight. I know Travis had got cancer in his eye, and he's able to function with pretty much one eye. And then our brother David here, he had some issues with his eye, and his eyesight now is limited. So sometimes we got to think about more than just physical sight, and God has allowed him some other gifts so that he can still function. And he built Linda a fence with limited eyesight. I think that is so cool. Thank you, David, for just keeping on, and let the Spirit of God guide you, because sometimes we need the spiritual eyes to guide us. And so help us to see by helping others and just being a good witness and encouraging one another in the faith. Amen. All right.